This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with some unexpectedly good economic news. We'll have a reaction to that good news, and then we will have a reality check on that reaction to that good news, or as we like to call it on this program about business and the economy, context. So, to get to the point, y'all are feeling a little bit better about things, it seems. We learned this morning from the good people at the Conference Board, that's a business research group, we learned that consumer confidence in this economy is up this month after tanking in April. The reaction to that good news, because it is good news, prompted this reaction from White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow on Fox News this morning.
The third quarter could be the fastest growing quarter in U.S. history. The whole second half is going to be very strong.
And here comes the reality check on that reaction to that good news. First of all, let us remember we are in the second quarter right now, April, May, and June, where the percentage decline in gross domestic product is expected to be epic. Worst ever. Retail sales were down last month. The unemployment rate is up where it hasn't been since the Great Depression. And there is still oh so much uncertainty about what's going to happen next. Now, why am I saying all this? Economist Megan Green, a senior fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School, helps us out with that.
For example, if you say an economy is running at a level of 10, it's producing 10 things, let's say, and there's a 50% decline, then that brings it down to 5.
Okay, but then?
And let's say the next month, actually, things go really well, and you've got a 50% increase.
Sounds great, right?
It's from a lower number, so that doesn't bring you back up to 10. It actually only brings you up back up to 7.5. So the percentage changes can be really misleading.
Mr. Kudlow, this morning, it has to be pointed out, and as he said, is talking about Q3, July, August, and September.
So I think that as the economy opens up, we should see the economic data improve. And depending on how you're looking at that data, it will either improve a little or it will improve a lot.
For instance, the Congressional Budget Office figures there will be a better than 5% increase in GDP growth in that third quarter Mr. Kudlow was talking about. But to review.
A lot of that depends on what you're comparing it to.
Now, why are we telling you this? I realize that's the second time we've asked this, but this matters. That third quarter GDP number is going to come out just 5 days before the election.
I think the Republicans will come out and say, look, we've got the best GDP data ever, and we've got the best jobs data ever looking at percentage changes. And they'll be right, actually. Technically, that's true. But at the same time, the Democrats will be saying, well, but we're still really far below where we were before this crisis even started, and there's a lot of room for improvement. And they'll also be right.
And so?
I think people will be getting these mixed messages on what the state of the economy is. And actually, both of them will be correct. You just need to learn how to read the data to understand what it all means.
Or, as once again we like to say around these parts, context.